Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for AFC Totten. You're joining us here for the annual Linden Cup fixture, playing, I say local rivals, does not get more local than this. AFC Totten against Totten and Ealing. The current score at halftime is AFC Totten 1, Totten and Ealing 0. Benjamin Rees alongside Mitch Paris. Mitch, more of the same second half?
Oh, I think you have to. I think if you're AFC Totten, you do not take your foot off the pedal. I think it's critically important that AFC Totten have the first chance in the second half. I don't think you let Totten and Ealing grow in confidence. I think you just carry it on. Because I think if Totten and Ealing have the first chance and it's close, I think their tails will be up and I think confidence will grow. And I think it could be a long, long second half for AFC Totten.
They've had some very impressive performances in the first half. I'd like to pick out, I think Harry Medway has been very solid at the back as... You know, they've not really had a huge amount of pressure, but then provided a brilliant overlapping run for the assist, which Kasimu converted in the end for the only goal of the game so far. And a raft of changes being made at halftime. Coming on, I can see Freddie Reid, Sam Griffin, Craig Feeney, and our trialist as well, wearing the number 19 shirt. So just trying to get a full list of who's gone off for the game. Brett Williams looks like his race is run for now, put in a big, good effort in that first half. Showed some nice bits of quality. Didn't get on the score sheet, but he played well. I think Jordan Ngalo is done for the day as well. Again, he played well. Ben Jefford, perhaps, I think, has gone to the subs bench. So it looks like they are maybe some resting some players who have got that first team, getting a well-earned break. Perhaps they're going to be starting that first game of the season. A long ball's played forward. Can Kasimu get there? He can, you know. Beats the keeper and a couple of defenders were there. It's a corner early on from Totten and Ealing. I think Callum Bourne is the other player who's gone off as well. And George Britton's going to drop back into a right back role, it seems. Wow, what a start we nearly had to this second half, Mitch.
Kasimu, my head is in my hands for him because he did brilliantly. The tenacity he has to get the ball is second to none.
No right to keep it alive. And were it not for defenders covering, it would have been a goal.
But this is exactly like the start that I said AFC Tottenham needed. Get in behind, carry on where they left off in the first half, and do not let Tottenham Ealing grow into this second half.
Come out the blocks very strong in the second half. Here's Britton. Oh, ball's charged down there by Wood. It might break for Tottenham and Ealing. This is what you were worried about, but George Britton, look at the pace to cover. The two number 11s collide. Rory Wood has the ball. And I think he's not able to, is he able to keep the ball in? Does he win the corner?
No, I think it's a throw-in for AFC Tottenham right on the flag. George Britton on the right-back position now.
So it looks like the two full-backs have come off. They've taken Jefford and Bourne to be Britton's drop back into the right-back role. They've got a trialist coming on at left-back. Brett Williams has come off. And... I did say who the other one was, and I've completely... Freddie Reed is on as well, yeah. He's going to be in midfield, where he's read the ball nicely. It looks like we've got Feeney and Griffin on the wings, perhaps. Maybe we'll see Griffin come forward. We do know those strikers, the forward players, like to overlap and interweave a little bit. And Garlo is another player who's come off as well. Just sprung to mind there eventually in the end. Long ball forward. Hoey wins the header forward, but there's no one there to make the run on.
Yeah, just from the subs, it doesn't look like it's actually a change in shape or change in formation. It very much looks like it's just player for player, which I think is a good sign. I think the formation was working perfectly. It was creating lots of shape. Let's just say the players who have just come on can carry on from where their teammates left off.
Yeah, get some fresh legs, try and run the Tottenham and Ealing defenders ragged a little bit. They have a much larger bench today, do the host, and they're trying to really make that count. This one, lovely ball. Britton's caught out of position there, and it's a run from the left back, Andrews, to try and put the ball in. Not the quality required on the delivery, though, and Lewis Noyce is more than happy to see that one behind.
I mean, obviously, we can only go on what we're seeing on the matches. However, having a winger at right back with George Britton, I worry, because, you know, he's certainly going to provide that attacking momentum when they're going forward. But as we just saw then, there's going to be balls that are going to be played in behind him, and he's not going to know how to follow the attacking run. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next 40, 45 minutes.
I mean, it's been so aggressive that it's almost been... They're almost playing as wing-backs, actually, the full-backs at the moment. That's a loose pass into midfield from Harry Medway. Kasimu couldn't get there. But really well done from Feeney. If he can keep the ball, does, but only at the expense of Gerv clipping the player. And the referee temporarily signalled the wrong way, rectified that quickly. It's Rory Wood there who's won the free kick for the visitors. Just in case you're just joining us, Tottenham Ealing wearing their home strip, red and black stripes, black shorts, the red and black hoop socks, and Tottenham wearing their new home shirt for this season with the blue and white striped quarters, blue shorts and blue socks, with the white sleeves on the shirt as well. Griffin trying to charge down in the midfield. He wins the ball, but gets a little bit handsy, a bit too much of the shirt for the referee's liking, and it's another free kick for the visitors.
Yeah, it's good refereeing. He tried to see if there was an advantage for Tottenham kneeling, but as it was, Sam Griffin did have quite a lot of shirt there.
The referees haven't had a huge, and the assistants haven't had a huge amount to do so far, but they've done their jobs well. Olumiwa didn't quite clear the ball as perhaps he would have liked. And Tottenham Ealing now tried to craft an opportunity forward. Medway comes across to cover. Ball stabbed forward, though. Spins the defender. Shoots! Oh, and did that hit the post? It did. Still alive, though. Noyce beats it away. Driven in this time. It's Medway who gets his foot in the way. Wow! They really got caught out there. And it is only the woodwork that has spared the Tottenham defence's blushes.
That movement there from Tottenham and Ealing were absolutely fantastic. It was actually a little bit of AFC Tottenham from the first half, where he had the striker come short, a midfielder running behind, and all of a sudden he just had acres and acres of space. It was just so unlucky that it just did not go in, and perhaps the bobble just didn't do it justice for Tottenham and Ealing there.
It just looped over, the ball looped over the defence and caught them napping a little bit there. Kasimu puts the ball out for a throw.
I mean, this is the reaction you expect from Tottenham and Ealing, though. After that first half, their display wasn't fantastic at all. So they had to actually come out and just, you know, make a bit more of a game of it.
Yeah, they look a bit more up for it in the second half. I think they've got a little bit of bite and tenacity that perhaps wasn't quite there in the first 45. 5 minutes through the second half, still 1-0 to the Stags as Griffin does brilliantly to turn one round the corner. Kasimu can't beat the keeper. Ayers makes himself bigger than he needed to. Here's Griffin. He loses the ball on the edge of the area. Tottenham Ealing, can they hit on the counter now? Go back towards their own defence. Wood tries to play it forward in the end. Goes back to his own right back.
I almost wonder if the manager was predicting this, AFC Tottenham. You know, that's why he's brought on Freddie Reid, perhaps a little bit more defensive solidarity to go alongside Jack Masterson in the centre of midfield.
Yeah, maybe not as advanced a player as N'Golo, the player he replaced. But as you mentioned, reads the ball really, reads the game really well in the base of that midfield. The classic Makalele role, if you will.
Have you just tried to do a pun there about Freddie Reid reading the game?
Genuinely, no. But it's nice when it comes off, isn't it? I honestly, I promise I wasn't. Because I will try and shoehorn in some bad wordplay and you will know when I do it, that wasn't it. Long ball forward, searching for the striker. Olumiwa tussles with him and the free kick is blown for and it goes Tottenham's way. Noyce will take it. He's got Olumiwa as a short option and that is where he goes. Plays it across the defence to his centre-back partner, Harry Medway. He's got the trialist on the right-hand side. Brilliant ball forward. Catches Hoey in stride. Now Griffin's trying to charge to meet him. The ball ricochets back to Hoey. Tackle in the area. Wins the ball cleanly enough for the referee's liking. Masterton tries to get the teeth into the ball going forward. And Tottenham win the ball back high up the pitch, putting the Tottenham Ealing defence under pressure. And they eventually win the ball out for a throw off the legs of Sam Griffin.
In the first half, whenever AFC Tottenham was pressing their midfield and defence, it almost seemed like Tottenham Ealing were happy to just concede and give them possession. Whereas now, every time they lose possession, they're instantly snapping back at the AFC Tottenham players. And as like I said, they're just making a bit more of a game of it so far.
It was a really nice ball forward as well from the trialist playing in that left back spot. Picked out Hoey right in stride. It's a shame that in the end they couldn't make more of the opportunity. Masterton retreats from the base of midfield to collect the ball close to the defence. Now Hoey's coming a little bit short to provide an option. Nice one-touch passing. Exactly the sort of thing you expect from Masterton. Stroking the ball around from the base of that midfield. Griffin tries to turn it forward. Hoey does sneak it through. The trialist is charging onto the ball. The defender actually made a good sliding challenge. Rolls got there first. It came off the trialist and into the hands of Ayers in the Tottenham Ealing goal. But you can see very much they've made a concerted plan to slip in with the pace on that left-hand side.
Oh, Kasimu is just electric, isn't he?
I mean, you can't see it because obviously this is audio, but I am nodding my head sagely here in the commentary booth. I say booth. We're at the top of the stands here in Snow Stadium. Best seat in the house, has to be said, here on Stags Radio.
A massive shout out to the groundsman again.
Oh, doesn't the pitch look immaculate? I'd be very surprised if it's not the best pitch in the division, to be honest. There's going to be a substitution here, the first of the game for Tottenham Ealing. Just trying to work out who's coming on and who's coming off. It looks like Rory Wood gets applause from the stands. He's going to make his way to the sideline, coming on to replace him, number 17, Luke Forrest. Just checking his studs, making sure there's nothing untoward there. Not that there ever would be, but I guess you have to check in case, you know, there's something coming loose or sharpened or... I imagine I'm not a referee.
It does seem like quite a strange rule, doesn't it?
But I guess I get why they do it. You know, check the shin pads, make sure everything's in place, just to make if any you know something happened and you didn't, you'd be reasonably upset. Oh, Olumiwa made a mess of the clearance, but Bryn, how cool was that? Well, when it doesn't come off, you look like a real mug. But so calm there from George Bryn as Medway tries to pick out the pass. Brilliant pass for Hoey, and now he's trying to get Kasimu in behind. Will it break for him? One-on-one! Kasimu hits the post as well! Now both sides have hit the woodwork in the second half. Plays it back for Reid. What a finish from Freddie Reid. Brilliantly picked out. Kasimu rolled the ball back after he had hit the post, but Reid, the composure to bend that one into the far side of the goal, and Tottenham Ealing deservedly double their lead. Sorry, Tottenham, excuse me, deservedly double their lead. It's 2-0 now to the Stags.
It seems that I need to make an apology to Freddie Reid. I said that he came on to give a little bit more defensive solidness to the team, and there he is going up the other end and getting a goal.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong. He is defensively solid, but he followed the play there really nicely, provided an option because Kasimu was so unlucky. One-on-one with the keeper, beat the keeper. It was only the post that denied him. So we get another substitution being made for Tottenham Ealing. Tom Lycett is coming off to be replaced by Joe Hoey.
I'm going to go with the applause that he is definitely the brother of Jack Hoey for AFC Tottenham.
Would not surprise me. Had a little bit of spice. Looks like Joe Hoey is going to come in a defensive role there with the Stags now 2-0 up. But yeah, Reed charged forward. And credit Kasimu as well, because after he hit the post, it's really easy to just let your head drop and get frustrated. But he tried to keep the ball alive. He saw Freddie Reed making that outlet delivery on the edge of the box, and he picked his spot beautifully with a pinpoint precision finish.
Yeah, because...
Oh, Olamiwa with a long ball forward, but it's cut out by the Tottenham Ealing defence. Sorry, Mitch, continue.
Yeah, Kasimu's actually did that against Eastleigh when he did come on for, I think it was the final 15 minutes.
And Kasimu has won the ball in the midfield, and now he's coming forward himself. Doesn't quite roll for him. Turning, making space. He's got Feeney offering a ball. Feeney whips the ball in across the box. Griffin with the stooped header. Just wide. Well, it was at that awkward height. He'd committed to going with the header. I don't think it quite bounced as much as he wanted it to. And he was so close to the ground when he got his head on it. Always difficult to control. But won brilliantly by Kasimu. Got the attack charging. Brilliant delivery from Feeney. Shame Griffin couldn't finish.
And this is why we have pre-season. So players can get a message out to the manager. And Kasimu, once again, is just proving why he should be a serious consideration to be a starting player in this AFC Tottenham team.
Could not have put it better myself. He is he's put his hand up tonight, so to speak. To be fair, I think most of the team have.
Yeah, I don't pity the manager. He's got a real selection headache. It's a nice problem to have, mind you.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you'd rather have a situation where you feel like you've got a lot of depth as opposed to really working out, has any of these players really earned their starting place? And, you know, the last half an hour, I think we've got left of this game, 2-0 currently here to Tottenham on Stags Radio, and plus the 90 minutes against Havant and Waterlooville at the weekend will be a great opportunity to try and get that starting 11 place when the season begins against Plymouth Parkway in a week and a half's time. Feeney tries to win the ball in the corner. In the end, the Tottenham and Ealing defence does well. Alex Andrews it is who plays the ball forward, but Britton has pinched it now in the midfield. He is the tenacious Freddie Reed, like a terrier in that midfield. Maybe won a free kick, advantage played by the referee. Masterton pings the ball out. It's right on the spot to Ofini, who loses the ball, but nothing doing there, says Rob Finn, our referee for the evening. This time, Reed thought about coming for it, decided that he couldn't quite get there in time, didn't want to put himself out of position. Long ball forward. Noyce was off his line and he was ready and waiting. Jewell was applying the pressure, but not enough in the end.
All the players have just got smiles on their faces, haven't they? They just look like they're having the best time out there. And that's what you want. And I think you've got to give full credit to the manager there. He's got a system in place that all the players are enjoying playing in. It's given them the versatility to take up different positions. It's not too rigid in the structure in which they're playing. You know, we see it in the front line. We see it in the midfield. Players are dropping and changing with one another, giving everyone an equal opportunity. And it's just created so many difficult decisions for Tottenham's and Ealing's defensive line.
And why wouldn't you be having fun out there? Glorious evening. The floodlights have come on. The sun is just setting over in the distance towards our right-hand side. Decent crowd in, a little bit of atmosphere. You've got a trophy to play for, the annual Linden Cup fixture, this AFC Tottenham versus Tottenham and Ealing. Seen some flags going up around the stadium representing the Stag Army. There's a big thank you NHS flag emblazed in raisin in rainbow colours to my left. Sorry about that one. Made a miss of that. And some nice St. George's crosses as well around the stadium. Yeah, it's a good way. It's after a couple of not necessarily disappointing, but
tough games.
Yeah, a couple of tough games against Southampton and Eastleigh. Certainly the host expected to win today, but they're looking good value for their 2-0 lead here on Stags Radio. Benjamin Rees alongside Mitch Paris. It's going to be the last game of pre-season for us, as that ball is played a little bit too strong. The trialist couldn't keep it inbounds. We're not going to be able to be there at Havant and Waterlooville at the weekend. We'll keep you posted, though. We will be here for the regular season when it kicks off against Plymouth Parkway, first game of the season. Doug Webber's back in the booth with me for that one. As Masterton tries to slip through Kasimu, that one's got a little too much too much mustard on it, and that's going to be mopped up by Ollier's in goal for Tottenham Ealing. Next time we're here at Snow Stadium, it will be for real. Obviously, this is still a real fixture, but it will be in the regular season. So last chance to give the fans a bit of a show before the league kicks off.
Looking forward to it, Benji. I can't wait for the new season to start.
While I'm very much enjoying pre-season, I'm with you. I can't wait for the fixtures to really begin in anger. Well, maybe not in anger, in earnest, maybe perhaps instead. Here's Sam Griffin. He's got the ball in midfield. Rolls it all the way along to Olamiwa. Masterton looking around, trying to pick a pass. He's got so much time, and in the end, just finds Medway for a little outlet ball. Medway scything ball forward brilliantly for the trialist. Tries to find Kasimu. Does it break for him? Yes, no. Rolls it back to Hoey. 3-0. And if the game was not already decided, that might do it. Brilliant work again. Medway, what a ball. Just cut the defence to ribbons. The trialist ran onto it, put it into Kasimu. Couldn't get the shot away, but he spanned and he's every time he's doing that, he's looking up for it. He's not just putting the ball in. He's looking for a player to pick out. That time he picked out Jack Hoey, and Jack Hoey finished with aplomb, and it's 3-0 to the Stags.
I mean, there'll be a lot of plaudits there about the running behind, the cross, the finish, but take nothing away about the execution of the passing and the patience that AFC Tottenham are displaying tonight. It is the way that they are just slowing the tempo down whilst they're letting everyone get into position. And then at a switch, they just turn it on. The players are running in behind. It's like they're all using, you know, telepathically, they all know what each other are going to be doing. And again, that comes down to the manager, that comes down to the tactics, and it's just been executed to perfection tonight.
I mean, it's a little bit like watching a, you know, a maestro conductor, like a, and you know, then they're just using those changes of tempo, just bringing it in and out, speeding it up when they need to, and using that, you know, just slowing it down occasionally, knowing when to take a breath until pick the pass before getting them and changing the angle and changing the pace in a flash. Another couple of subs are warming up now for AFC Tottenham: Adam Tomasso and Lewis Waterfield. And this would, I believe, leave only Ethan Taylor on the bench yet to come on. And coming off, the third goal scorer, Jack Hoey, who's played brilliantly, took his goal well, deserved it. And Jack Masterton, again, who, if anyone is that conductor, it's probably him. He's so calm and assured in possession. Brilliant eye for a pass. They've both, the two Jacks, have played excellently tonight, I think.
I'd struggle to say which one's performed better, because they've both done the jobs perfectly. As you said, you've had one Jack Masterson who's just been sat back, conducting the defence, connecting with the midfield and the forwards. And then you've had Jack Hoey, who has then been making the runs up.
There's a slightly dangerous ball back towards Noyes. It was hit stronger than definitely much stronger than it needed to. And Noyes perhaps was thankful that it didn't go, that it wasn't on target, because that could have been a calamitous own goal. In the end, it's a corner instead to Tottenham Ealing. So when the ball's played forward a bit more, we will try and see exactly what roles our new substitutes are taking up. I imagine that we'll see Tomasso again, centre of that midfield, and Lewis Waterfield a bit further forward.
Each of our goals, Benji, have been exactly the same. You know, the fact that it's the patient build-up along the back line with Jack Masterson playing it about short with the two centre-backs. And then within a flash, there's a player making a run in behind, the ball being played to perfection, and then players flooding the box, and you've got someone playing the drill ball to the front post or to the edge of the box, and it's just being met with a Tottenham player.
Yeah, the first goal and the third goal, absolutely. The second goal, I think, was more winning the ball higher upfield with Kasimu putting the pressure on. And it's nice that you see that they're happy to press, and they've made the Tottenham Ealing players uncomfortable, and they've really earned the fact that they've won the ball high up the pitch as well.
I think it would have been really easy for AFC Tottenham to come out and just be quite complacent or be downbeat following two real harsh lessons against Southampton and Eastleigh. But tonight, it's like they didn't even happen. It's a new week. They've put it behind them. As we keep saying, the manager's back, and I think that's probably really helped conduct things on the sidelines.
Yeah, no discredit to the management team who stepped in, of course, while Glenn was not here. But yeah, maybe there is a little bit of extra sharpness, perhaps. Just that the manager's back. Chance to, you know, always want to impress the big boss, don't you? As a shot comes in on the turn, in the end. Ayres is behind it. I think actually Ayres is perhaps a little bit unfortunate to be 3-0 down. He's made a number of important saves in the goal. Not that you can ever make unimportant saves, I guess. That one is a long ball forward that Medway gets a strong header to. Tommaso tries to nod it forward once more. Doesn't quite run for Waterfield. Tottenham kneeling with a chance perhaps to test their offensive muscle, but Adam Tommaso is in there with a strong tackle and wins the ball. And now he's looking forward perhaps for Griffin on the left-hand side. In the end, not quite there, and they're going to play back. Medway has an eye for a pass, but he's going to go across the defence to Olamiwa.
He'll be looking to get on the score sheet in two consecutive games, Benji, Adam Tommaso.
You are right, indeed. He did score the goal for Tottenham at the weekend against Eastleigh. It was a Ethan Taylor free kick, hit the base of the wall, but it broke to Tommaso, and it wasn't necessarily a placed finish. It was try and put your foot through it and give the keeper something to do, and it found the top corner. As now, brilliant run down the right from Britton. Cross is hit hard. Oh, brought down brilliantly by...
Well, I think it might have been a handball there, Benji.
I was going to say, I thought Griffin had brought it down brilliantly, but you're right. Maybe he tried to trap it on his chest. Maybe got too much of his arm in there. In the end, he did finish it, steered it into the bottom corner. Disappointing that he just couldn't quite get it under control, perhaps without the use of that arm, but brilliant delivery in. Britton came out of down that right-hand side like an absolute whippet.
I was almost about to celebrate because that would be three of the people that I picked out before the game all getting an assist or a goal there, Benji.
See, we do our research, we promise.
I'll make sure I bring my crystal ball for every game.
I would love that, actually. Be most entertaining, even if it doesn't work. Really well read there by Tommaso. He's got Griffin on the left-hand side. Tommaso now making an overlap. He tries to put the ball in. Steered it. Oh, Feeney. Ticket first time. And in the end, really nice adjustment from Ayres because that was very close to 4-0. Tries to put the ball again. It's too strong. And I think perhaps Kasimu was indeed offside. So it's going to be a free kick in the 6-yard box.
I think what we're seeing is how confident these players are once they got a couple of goals behind them. You know, yeah. The expressive nature that, well, as we said at the very, very start of the programme, is the minute we saw the team sheet, we saw goals. Yeah, this is the strongest lineup that we've seen for the last couple of games, and they're showing why they are such a threat for the season.
Yeah, they've been very much the better side in this game, and you know, perhaps they haven't necessarily had a full strength side available to them in the past few games, but they've been very strong today. And Hisham Kasimu, well, he can count himself very unfortunate to not be on the score sheet, but he's done brilliantly to set up two of the... Oh no, excuse me, he scored the first goal. What am I saying? And he's assisted the two others as well. So he's had a brilliant night up front. He's deserved his rewards and he gets a well-earned break to be replaced by... Well, this is a strong sub to have coming in when you've only got about 20 minutes left. Ethan Taylor's coming on now. He's been very lively this pre-season and he will look to cause the defence real problems with his pace late in this game. About 20 minutes left here at Snow Stadium. The current score in this Linden Cup fixture is AFC Tottenham 3, Tottenham Ealing 0. Maybe it seems like the game is a contest. Perhaps it's already over. We'll see if Tottenham can put a little bit of gloss on this fixture. Taylor, what a first-time ball that is. Your first touch of the ball. Just a brilliant curling pass over the defence to pick out Griffin in his ball towards the back post. Feeney's onto it, but he just couldn't quite get enough of it to divert it goalwards. I can't believe you've only just come on the pitch. Your first touch, get the ball out of the pitch. The second, an absolute peach of a delivery. I mean, I cannot stress enough how good that was. You know, you could paint it and put it in the National Gallery. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful from Taylor. And now Waterfield wins the ball high up the pitch. And here is Taylor. He's got a bit of space perhaps to drive into. Reed's making an overlapping run. Taylor spins and shoots. Blocks strongly. And oh, an ambitious effort. First time ever from Waterfield. Hits the netting behind the goal. Much of the array of everyone in the car park. As that was hit with real force. But my word, you can see that Tottenham want more goals, can't you? They're like a shark. They've sensed blood in the water and they're going in for the kill.
I tell you what, you feel sorry for this Tottenham kneeling defence. Just when they think they've managed to deal with Kasimu, Brett Williams, and then they bring on Ethan Taylor, Sam Griffin, Craig Feeney. The options are just unbelievable. And what an asset that's going to be for the season.
Yeah, getting fresh, not just fresh legs on, but fresh legs on with pace and with quality does cause defences real problems. And they put the defence under pressure there to win a throw in high up the pitch. The trialist wins another throw there. Because we understand that it is a little bit frustrating sometimes when we're just saying it's a trialist, but we do it to preserve their anonymity as well. And we have seen that if, you know, you oppress as a trialist, you can, you know, you make your way into the club full time, as we've seen with George Britton, and maybe looking a little bit tired, a bit ragged now, are Tottenham kneeling as that ball is miscontrolled out for a throw. Medway picks out Tomasso. Good pressure applied, but he's able to stab the ball three to the trialist in that left back position. Oh, he's got Griffin in space, and it does find Griffin. Griffin goes outside, tries to put the ball in. Blocked, charged down, stays alive. The trialist whips the ball in. Oh, it's in the area, headed, not quite cleared yet. It is at the second time of asking, but only as far as Tomasso. Tottenham kneeling eventually managed to clear their lines. They play a ball into space. Who's going to get there first? It's the rapid Britton. He's got plenty of time and to just chill things out a little bit. He finds Waterfield doing a little bit of 1-2, running the gauntlet with Reed. Now Taylor, he's got Feeney as an outlet pass. Taylor wants it back, and Taylor gets it back in the area. Can he find space to shoot? It's still Taylor somehow, and in the end it just ricochets into the grateful clutches of Ollie Ayres. Taylor is causing the defence all sorts of problems.
I think he caused himself his own problem there as well. I think one too many touches. I think Sam Griffin was free on the left-hand side of the box, screaming for it. So I think he might have just taken the wrong option there.
But Taylor, he wants to, you know, make things happen. As the ball over the top, brilliant last-ditch tackle by Olamiwa. I have to say that perhaps they were caught napping a little bit, such has been their dominance. Forrest was able to get in behind, tried to take the shot on goal. Olamiwa just about got there in time, and in the end the ball ricocheted out for a goal kick. But there is a brief stoppage actually, as we are going to get a couple of substitutes coming on here for the visitors, ready in their red and black stripes. We've got Yusuf Araji and also Josh Carey as well coming on for Tottenham and Ealing. I'm just trying to get a look at the players who are coming off. It looks like number 9, Brandon Jewell, and number 7, Ben Rolls as well. They've put a shift in tonight. Hasn't quite worked for them, of course. Tottenham Ealing very nearly scored at the start of this second half. They hit the post. In the end, they couldn't quite convert. And from that point forward, kind of a little bit of a fire, gave them a little bit of a warning shot, did Tottenham. They've looked very good from that point forward again in the second half. Showed the quality and the dominance that they displayed in the first. Here's Griffin, cuts back inside. It's passed for Reed, perhaps a little bit strong. And Tottenham and Ealing win the ball. Try to turn it round the forward. Here is Raji, who's just come on. Dinks one in to the centre. Doesn't break. And there, just before Waterfield, is Blackburn for Tottenham and Ealing. But Waterfield's trying to put pressure on, wins the ball back. He does win the ball back. Taylor plays a first-time pass. Here's Feeney. He's got it just outside the area on the right-hand side, looking for a ball in. Freddie Reed's trying to make a run. Goes to the touchline. Dinks it over the top. Oh, headed out. And it needed to be, because both Griffin and Waterfield were ready and waiting. And look at Griffin charging it down to put pressure on the clearance out. And in the end, it goes out for a throw. Well, that's work rate for you. Tottenham and Ealing look really rattled, and you'd expect so, because they've got it. It's just battened down the hatches at the moment. They're getting it from all angles here from the Stags.
I think with Sam Griffin, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get a classic wide man who is just going to run that channel all day long, backwards and forwards. And again, what a fantastic substitution to have, especially if he doesn't start. Looking to the season ahead, if you're pushing for a goal, or you know, you're trying to bring on an extra, perhaps defensive-minded player who is going to give you a balanced work rate. Brilliant player.
Griffin, if he was just a bit closer to him, maybe had space for a shot. Tottenham Ealing tried to play a long ball forward. Noises off his line. No trouble at all for that one. Plays it to Olamiwa. He's got Reed in the base of that midfield. Looks around, chooses to go back to Medway. In fact, it's not Medway. I think it's Tomasso, who's temporarily retreated back into defence. Medway, yeah, was a little bit far forward, in fact, from a previous attack.
It looks like Josh Carey, number 16 for Tottenham and Ealing, is certainly someone that's they've brought on to hit for the long balls and just trying to bring it down and bring other players into the game, which, you know, the way the game's going is a good tactic, but at the minute he is so isolated, so they're going to need more players around him. Tottenham and Ealing are going to have to bring more players up and into the game if they're going to try and find a way into the game.
A little bit of miscommunication between the trialist and Lewis Noyce. In the end, Noyce had to put it out for a throw, and Carey gets... He hit the ground hard. Referee didn't see much in it, though. And now Feeney perhaps can get in behind. Oh, it's had to come out, and he got a header on, and it's out for a throw. Whoa, that was very, very close. Ayres tries to scramble back into goal as Feeney takes the throw in quickly. Now he picks up, looking for a ball. It's deflected. Waterfield tries to nod it on. Still a little bit of ping-pong around in the air. Taylor brings it down. He finds Reed. He's got an outlet ball on this wide flank, looking for Feeney. Feeney puts the ball in. Doesn't quite break for Taylor.
Every time AFC Totten get it out wide and they get a ball in, you just think a chance is coming.
Feeney's so dangerous with that delivery. He's come, it is paying dividends. It's been a very good substitution, it has to be said. Maybe just because you can see the fatigue and the weariness, the lactic acid perhaps building up in the legs of Tottenham Ealing as Adam Tomasso wins a throw just inside the Tottenham Ealing half, stops the ball, finds his midfield partner, Freddie Reed, and he goes out to George Britton, playing as this kind of right back, come right wing back almost. Now Feeney's taking up a central role. Taylor wants the ball to feet in the edge of the box, but instead the trialist makes a run from left back, looking for Taylor. Well, he tried the acrobatic. It would have been a goal to remember had he got it right in the end with the pressure from the defence. Didn't catch it cleanly even, and it's a goal kick. Comfortably, Ayres will be happy to see that one go behind. I mean, Taylor, he's not afraid to give it a go, is he?
I thought that was something I've seen in the gymnastics at the Olympics this week, Benji. We were speaking about the wingers earlier. You know, we were talking about Ethan Taylor. We were talking about Craig Feeney. But also the partnership that Sam Griffin and the trialists playing at left-back seem to have on this left-hand side is quite encouraging. He always seems to find that the trialist finds the right position in the left-back. He finds the right time to make a run forward. And, you know, when you're playing against... with a winger like Sam Griffin, who's always trying to get in behind, it can often be quite challenging to know where to be to support the attacking run, but he's doing it perfectly.
Yeah, Griffin doesn't necessarily have the pace of someone like Kassimu, maybe a bit more physical, but he does time the ball well. As you mentioned, you've got impeccable work rate up and down the flanks all day. Happy occasionally to, you know, cut inside to hold the ball up. Quite unselfish as a player, which you do really like to see. Someone, you know, who's happy to not necessarily always get on the score sheet perhaps, but really put a bit of work in. Olamiwa nutmegs his teammate Waterfield there, and it runs for Britton. Britton now, he runs into the mazy run into the centre of the park. He's got Reed, finds Griffin. The trialist perhaps thinks about the overlapping run, but Griffin turns the defender, pulls it back for Taylor, cleared off the line. It might break for Reed. Oh, no. Oh, off the line. It hit the bar and it bounced off the line and eventually to Ayres. How Reed has not put the Stags 4-0 up, I do not know. It's the second time the Stags have hit the woodwork today. Tell you what, get the ground staff out with a lick of paint, because they're going to be... That frame of the goals have picked up a fair few knocks and bruises.
I'd say if that got in, that would have been my favourite goal. The way Sam Griffin just beats the right back with complete ease, and, you know, his turn of pace... cuts the ball back onto the edge of the box, and what a run by Freddie Reed. He was just so unlucky.
Somehow, maybe whether it took a little bit of a tiny tip on the way and it just rattled the frame of the goal. So unlucky for Freddie Reed. But as you mentioned, the defender showed Griffin outside, and Griffin was like, yeah, fine. More than happy to do that. Whipped in an excellent ball, and so I do not know how it is not 4-0 now. Here's Waterfield. Britton, who got things going with that mazy run forward. Olamiwa looking for a long diagonal. Oh, it's very ambitious. Trialist can't quite keep it in. Well, it was hit with some pace. And it found the space, but it was difficult to bring down. And it's a throw-in for Tottenham Ealing on the far side.
What I think is going to win this game for Tottenham is the transition of play and the speed and the versatility of their passing. As I said, they choose the right moments to go slow, to pass it around what's been Freddie Reed or Jack Masterson with the centre-backs. But then just with a flick of a switch, the long ball, the long diagonal ball with someone getting in behind. And it's just creating so many chances for them.
And you can see that, you know, it's not just the attacking players who are trying to pick out passes. It's the defenders as well. They've got that confidence on the ball to be a bit more ambitious with the scope and the range of their delivery. Here's Reed just attacking the ball a little bit, trying to create some more angles. Tommaso's back in defence there. Olumuwa does find a ball forward, kept in well by Feeney to Taylor. Slips it through the corner for Griffin. The delivery's been so... Oh, my word. The delivery's been immaculate from Feeney. Another... I mean, to call it dangerous does not do it justice. Griffin was agonisingly close to turning it in for the fourth goal of the game. Tell you what, Feeney has been so good on this right wing. His crosses have deserved one, two, if not three goals, just causing them... He's been a nightmare for the Tottenham Ealing defence.
I think the only way I can kind of summarise it is every player that's played an offensive position for AFC Tottenham's put in a 9 out of 10 performance.
And you can see that the Tottenham Ealing players are blowing a little bit here after a 7-1 win at the weekend. This is a pretty humbling return to earth, perhaps, but, you know, a couple of leagues below, they've certainly worked hard. You can see some of the subs as well, trying to put pressure on the Tottenham defence. Just you can see the quality as Medway tries to slip one through. That time it was read well by Tottenham Ealing.
It's kind of a mirror image game to the AFC Tottenham Eastleigh game on Saturday.
This is a lovely ball forward. Raji's been lively since he's come on as a sub. Cuts inside and shoots, but it's blocked well. It was a really nice pass forward. I think it's Tom Andrews wearing the number 4 shirt for the visitors, who slipped through that diagonal pass, and Reed tries to dink one forward. Headed clear, though, by Tottenham Ealing. Played back. Can they keep it in bounds? Not quite. It's hoofed clear, but the assistance flag on this near side goes up, and we could see here from our view high in the main stand here at Snow Stadium that the ball had gone out of play. Waterfield throws it back to Britton. He's got Tommaso in the midfield, and Tommaso just lays it off to Medway. Griffin's come into the centre of the park now, and he's got space charging forward. This time it's Waterfield who's come out to that right-hand side. Cross in, looking for Feeney. Oh, dear. A header. In the end, it was a glancing blow. Could have just didn't quite work. And we've seen Feeney whip the balls in from the right-hand side. That time he was on the end of one from Lewis Waterfield. And this is just attack after attack after attack from the Stags here. Still 3-0 the current scoreline with about 5 minutes left in this game on Stags Radio.
I think heading practice in training this week for AFC Tottenham, I think.
Well, to an extent, obviously. Obviously, they've changed the guidance on how much heading you are allowed to do in training. Because of potential risks over long term injuries. Obviously, as the science continues to evolve and develop on that, it's important that we take those sorts of measures to protect players.
Yeah, I didn't realise that, Benji.
It came in last week, I think. I'll have to double check my lines.
Hot off the press, then.
Yeah, well, see, that ball's really well kept alive on the right-hand side. Dangerous delivery in. Olumuwa gets a foot there to turn it behind, does he? No, in the end, it's just going to go out of bounds for a goal kick. Trying to work out who the player was on that far side who won the ball. I think it's might even be Owen Rolls at right back, who was very far forward but made a nuisance of himself. And it's decided that Olumuwa did get a touch on it. So it is going to be a corner here. Set piece situations always dangerous. You know, it can open the door perhaps that you thought was closed. Turns out that it was perhaps only merely ajar. I think it's Raji who's going to try and whip the corner in with the right foot. It's the in-swinger, and it's strong header clear. Britton can't quite break with it, but is trying to put pressure on Tottenham Ealing, prevent them from getting the ball back in while they've still got threats forward. In the end, it's punted forward. It might break for Raji here, you know, and indeed it does. Here's Tommaso. That's going to hit his arm outstretched. Nothing, not too much he could do about it, but it was out of his body, and, you know, I think as a defender, you'd be a little bit annoyed, but certainly if you're on the front foot and you're attacking, you'd be screaming for it.
Yeah, I mean, it did hit his arm. He was I reckon he was about 5 yards away from the attacker. So I think I agree with the referee there. And now it's a very, very dangerous ball in from about 15 yards outside the left-hand side of Tottenham's box.
See, the Linden Cup has emerged from its resting place. It's sitting beautifully in the stand to our right. Hello, here's Craig Feeney. He's got space to run. Taylor perhaps is providing an option for him. Puts the ball in, and it's it's deflected behind for a corner, almost out of nothing. They would see, they're just waiting to, they're always looking up to see if they can get Springer long ball forward. Feeney did well, took it down that right-hand side, didn't quite see an option, but did win the corner.
Do you know if the trophy's freshly engraved?
I don't know how fresh the engraving is, but it looked very shiny. Tied in the blue and white ribbons on one side, the red and black on the other of the two sides. As this corner is punched once, twice, goes to Griffin, but there's too much pressure on the keeper for the referee's liking, and Ayres wins a free kick for the visitors.
It says a lot when you say that the visitors' goalkeeper, Ollie Ayres for Tottenham and Ayling, have certainly been their best player.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you're 3-0 down and you think, how can the goalkeeper be the best player? As Raji, who I said he's been very lively since he's come on, charges down a ball forward from Olumiwa, and now he'll try and provide an outlet as a ball is whipped across from Andrews. Tottenham defence is able to deal with it though. Here's Britton looking up, sees Reid central. He finds Medway, and Tottenham just cooling off proceedings a little bit now. Trialis has it surging forward from left back. Here's Tommaso.
This is what they've been so brilliant at, though. They sustain a little bit of pressure and then they just slow the game down. I wouldn't be surprised if Tottenham will be having an attack in a minute.
Yeah, only a couple of minutes left here before the referee blows for the 90 minutes. And you can see they really are just cooling it off a little bit. So, shout of don't force it from the bench. You know, even though it's late in the game, you're 3-0 up, you don't want to just concede a sloppy goal. Perhaps you'd love to keep the scene sheet back in play. Reid doesn't quite find Feeney there. Olumiwa, though, ball rolls to him, and that's just a calm ball back to Noyce without a care in the world almost. Waterfield comes in from midfield to collect the ball out.
Well, that's just what we said before the game, wasn't it? We said we wanted to see a little bit more defensive solidarity from AFC Tottenham, but also wanted to see us be clinical and take the chances. And I think they've ticked both those boxes there for me tonight.
Here's Britton. Finds Waterfield in the centre. Here's Reid. Griffin's behind him. He does slip through Griffin. Griffin driving at the defence. Waterfield was making an overlapping run. In the end, Griffin went for it himself, but he slipped as he took the shot, and it took the real sting out of it for Ayres to deal with, and he rolls the ball out. Waterfield, I think, would have been a great pass, but, you know, Griffin, he's put in a good shift tonight. Can't necessarily blame him for wanting to take the ball on. Header back to his goalkeeper from Medway. In the end, Noyce has to head it out as well because he was out of his box, but it's dealt with comfortably. Here's Tommaso.
Lewis Noyce hasn't had to do much, but what he has had to do, he's done perfectly. He's perfectly swept any loose balls that do come over the two centre-backs, and he's dealt with it well.
Griffin turns on around the corner for the trialist. Nothing doing, says the referee. I'm not sure how happy Tottenham are with that, but maybe it's one of those things where late in the game as well. Maybe not a huge amount in it, certainly not enough in the current situation for the referee to blow.
As you said, if it was 0-0 in a league game, I think it would have been quite a different reaction.
I think there would have been certainly more vociferous appealing from the Tottenham players, as that one is, I think, slid in by four by Tommaso, and it goes. It takes such a strong touch that it's out of bounds for a goal kick for Tottenham and Ealing. Can't be much more than a minute or so left in this game. It looks like the referee's got the whistle to his lips. Still maybe time perhaps for one more attack. Maybe Tottenham and Ealing get on the score sheet themselves for Tottenham to really put a bow on the game as the goal kick is cleared forward. You mentioned how Kerry was a physical prison to win those balls, and they try to slip in behind, but over-ambitious pass in the end for Alex Andrews.
And I think that perfectly summarised Tottenham and Ealing's chances of today's game. You know, they get into some good positions, very few and far between, and then when it comes to look up to try and make it count, it's just a bit of a blunt end.
Yeah, that's one of the things that has impressed me for the Stags today, is that when they've got the ball in dangerous positions, they've put good balls in, but they're also they're looking up and they're trying to pick out players rather than, there is a bit of putting balls into good areas, but there is a bit more nuance and intent about some of the balls in as well. Here's Feeney, who's dropped deep to get the ball. Taylor wanted it to feet, but in the end, there wasn't quite a lane through the Tottenham and Ealing defence, but it's all back in their own half now. It feels like the last knockings of this game. Is there time for one more? Here's Taylor, keeping the ball alive. Does he win a free kick there? He does, says the referee. Challenging from behind. Got not much of the ball and a lot of Taylor. And this is, whoa, what would you say here? I'm not very good. 20, I'm going to say 22 yards out.
I just want to remind everybody that at the end of the game, there will be...
Yeah, 22 yards. And it's funny, at this point of the game, you'd imagine this is the last sort of chance to get on the score sheet. And you did see a little bit of an inter-team squabble about who was going to take it. But it does look like it is going to be Ethan Taylor.
He won the free kick and he wants to drive it in as well. So it's on the right-hand side, not only a couple of yards outside the box. Taylor with the left foot hits the top of the wall and it's going to be headed. Oh, hello. I was going to say it's nearly headed, but I thought it was going to be headed behind. In the end, Griffin was on the end of it, and that is a rash challenge sliding in from Taylor. Wanted to win the ball back to make amends for the free kick that hit the wall, but he slid in very rashly and he gets a talking to from the referee there. And I think rightfully so, it was not a great challenge.
No, it was late and I do think he jumped in. I think if it was a more competitive game, he certainly would have seen himself in the book for that.
The referee's calling for the physio to come on. Can't be much time left in this game. I think if this was a competitive fixture. Let me get my breath back. Probably might have even seen a card there for Taylor. Just gotta keep a lid on that perhaps. Late in the game, don't lose the composure.
It's one of those, isn't it, that the defender was on the sideline, and Ethan Taylor was just trying to keep the ball in their half rather than, you know, making a threatening high through ball over the top, because there were a couple of players for Tottenham Ealing that were sitting on the last line of the Tottenham defence, which, you know, anything could happen.
But, you know, what do they say about discretion being the better part of valour? Sometimes you need to know that actually you want to win the ball high up the pitch, but with the game as it is that a situation that sort of tackle needs to be made? Perhaps not. Again, though, that's experience. That's why you play pre-season games, to get that all sorted.
But I think that's kind of summarised AFC Tottenham's performance this whole game. They have been competitive. They have been aggressive. And I think that's what you need all the way throughout the game. Doesn't matter whether it's pre-season or not.
Yeah, until that referee blows for the final whistle, looks like Tottenham are going to keep at it. And as I say that, Rob Finn puts the whistle to his lips, blows three times, and AFC Tottenham will take the Linden Cup home this year. They have defeated Tottenham Ealing by a final scoreline of 3-0. On the score sheet today, Hishan Kasimu, Freddie Reid and Jack Hoey have given the Stags the Linden Cup.
I think it's a really good performance. It's a good bounce back performance from a really tough week for AFC Tottenham. As we said at the start, they were really kept on the defensive strategies against Southampton and Eastleigh. Today was slightly different. We had to see if they were composed and they were aggressive against a side that was two leagues lower than them. And I think they lived up to the expectation there. I think every single player did his job very, very well. The amount of chances, I don't think, fairly reflects just the 3 goals that Tottenham scored today.
It could easily have been more.
It could easily have been more, but perhaps they didn't want to get all their goals before the competitive season, so that's fair enough.
It's interesting because it can be difficult to flip the switch from having to, you know, really defend pretty doggedly at times, even if the results didn't go your way, to all of a sudden you're on the front foot, you're playing with freedom, you're playing with a bit more creativity and time and space and comfort on the ball. But they were able to make that transition really nicely for the game today. Tottenham Ealing, very well, very richly deserved winners, I think, getting a nice little piece of silverware to add to the trophy cabinet for this season. Just waiting for the presentation of the cup to take place on the pitch. I'm going to ask a question that is difficult because it's been a very good performance. Who's your man of the match, Mitch? Who's the man of the Mitch? See, that was terrible wordplay.
That was terrible. I think I have to give a lot of applause to Jack Masterton. He didn't score. He didn't get an assist. However, what he did do is he just dictated the flow of the whole game. I think he will be very, very hard to not keep... to not be able to...
He's definitely thrown his hat into the ring for serious playing time this season, as Harry Medway, who's captain for the day, takes the trophy back to the dugout. I think as well, Hishan Kasimu, he scored the first goal, created the other two. He was so lively, just constantly making threatening runs in behind. He could definitely have had more than the one goal he got. And, you know, it was only the post that denied him a second, but you know, when things wouldn't break for him, he picked passes, and he was, you know, provided those two assists. And Tottenham players go for their warm down today, a warm down that is richly earned on the back of a 3-0 victory.
Yeah, I think just Tottenham's spine that was consistent throughout most of the game, where you had Harry Medway, Jack Marsterson, and then Hisham Kassimu. I think all three of them, any of them, could have been my man of the match today. I think they've all staked their claim to start on the next friendly and be in serious consideration to start the first league game in a week and a half's time.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have one pre-season game remaining. God, hasn't pre-season absolutely flown by? We hope you've enjoyed listening to it on Stags Radio as much as we've enjoyed broadcasting it. That final game is this Saturday over at Havant and Waterlooville. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff. Stags Radio is not able to broadcast from that fixture, but rest assured, we will see if we can find some way of getting you updates from the ground. So keep an eye tuned to the social media channels for Stags Radio and for AFC Tottenham, and an eye on the website as well. Hopefully they'll be able to get a match report up after the game as well. Thank you very much for listening to us on Stags Radio. As we mentioned, not broadcasting at the weekend. So next time you hear from us, it will be myself, Benjamin Rees, alongside Doug Webber for the first game of the season at home here at Snow Stadium to Plymouth Parkway in a week and a half's time. Mitch, thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to have you back in the booth, and I hope you're as excited about the regular season as I am.
Oh, absolutely. Come on, the Stags. This is a good performance tonight. I think fans can take a lot of positives from it. And let's just hope they can keep it consistent for the next preseason game and carry it on to the first game of the season.
A reminder that if you've missed any of the game, after the game is finished, we put the broadcast out as little podcasts, so you can go back and listen to any of the action that you have missed. You can find us just on Podbean, search for Stags Radio, and you can listen to all the past broadcasts from the preseason fixtures there. So a nice little way of catching up, maybe, if you've missed up what's been a slightly up and down preseason. 4 wins to start, a couple of tough defeats to Southampton and Eastleigh, but back to winning ways, and they will look to carry that forward against Eastleigh at the weekend. For Mitch Paris, I have been Benjamin Rees. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. Final score, AFC Tottenham take home the Linden Cup. AFC Tottenham 3, Tottenham and Ealing 0. We'll see you next week.